Hey everyone, and welcome to The Kodakery. I'm Megan.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Terry.
Joining us this week is Terry Johnson, founder and owner of the Harlem Candle Company. Terry joined us to talk about her recent collaboration with Kodak, a candle called Snapshot. And so we talk with Terry about everything that goes into making a candle, the fragrances she chooses and why, and a little bit about what her company is all about. So let's jump into The Kodakery and talk with Terry.
This week on The Kodakery, we have Terry Johnson, founder of Harlem Candle Company. Thank you for joining us, Terry.
Thank you so much for having me.
So before we get into the collaboration with Kodak and Harlem Candle Company, you started the company in 2014. Where did your interest in candle making start?
Well, I've always loved really beautiful fragrances, and I love the fact that I can light a candle and really just be transported to another place. You know, it could be a place with a beautiful fresh field of flowers, or it could be a different place in time. So I'm someone who's been obsessed with beautiful fragrances. I love luxurious candles. And I started making candles really just for friends and family to gift, because I thought, I love getting candles for gifts. Why not give something I love to other people, and hopefully they love it too. So that's kind of where it started, and I had no idea that I would ever start a business with candles. I did always kind of feel like I would end up in the fragrance industry somehow, but I have to say that I'm really happy where I ended up.
So you started like physically making them in your house?
Oh yeah, in my kitchen. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds messy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's like permanent wax plate in that I cannot even tell you about. But it's, you know, it adds to the character. Yes. Of
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. So the name of your company, Harlem Candle Company, you are inspired by the Harlem Renaissance, and a lot of the candles that you make, the names of them, they're inspired by people and places having to do with that. For example, Ellington, named after Duke Ellington, and Holiday, Billie Holiday, etc. So why is that so important to you?
Well, I have to say, when I first started making candles and I realized that I should probably turn it into a business because people really wanted to buy the candles I was making, I felt like, well, I'm making them in my kitchen. I live in Harlem. Why not call it the Harlem Candle Company? Mm-hmm. And it was just for fun. And then I realized, okay, well, I should maybe get this trademarked. And then once I was able to get it trademarked, I realized, well, this is beyond just making kind of simple candles with fragrance that I'm buying on the internet. I realized that if I got the name Harlem, Harlem has so much rich history and culture. And there's, you know, this time period that I've been a little kind of obsessed with for a while, in the 1920s and the 1930s, and just the style and the elegance of and the pride of how people walked around and how they dressed. And I felt like, well, I love storytelling so much. I'd rather use this time period and have people as my muse, and the things that these, you know, amazing people like Duke Ellington and Billie Holiday, the things that they loved, let me use that as inspiration for the brand. And that way I can tell, you know, these great stories, and I can tell them through fragrance.
I love that. And we're talking to you also because you made a candle called Snapshot, and it's Snapshot, the essence of a dark room. And I'm wondering how the Kodak candle fits into your narrative of Harlem and that time period, and how did this make sense for your brand?
So I have a kind of a funny story. So in March 2018, I was doing the Architectural Digest design show, and I needed a lot of frames to create kind of the space. I needed these vintage Victorian frames, and I found this this vintage shop in New Jersey and found all of these things that I needed just to perfectly reflect the space that I was creating. And the man who owned the store was so nice. We got along so well. We're these two people who love antiques and old things. And I think he saw something in me and was just so nice. And he decided to throw in extra things. And he said, because I spent, you know, a lot of money, he decided to give me the Brownie camera. And I was so touched that he just gave me this camera. He was like, you know, take this. So I've had this camera sitting next to my candles in my china cabinet for months. So, and when friends come over, they look and they're like, ooh, is that a new candle? Is that a new candle box? Because it just looks so like it fits. It just, it's perfectly aligned with the brand. So when I was approached by Kodak about, you know, possibly doing a collaboration on a candle, all I could think about was, you know, I got that Brownie camera for a reason. I was given that for a reason. And then I started doing a lot of research about the Brownie camera and, you know, realized that this camera came out in 1900. And, you know, it was one of those first cameras that so many people could afford to then go and get their black and white pictures, you know, processed and create those memories and capture those moments and memories with their friends and family. And that just made me so excited because I felt like, well, you know, it's really about nostalgia. It's about capturing those moments, those memories. And what my brand does through fragrance is we savor those moments with friends and family and we enjoy those moments. So I felt like it was a perfect collaboration. And it's, of course, I had to use the Brownie camera as part of the design because it's just so iconic and so beautiful and so simple, but yet so, what's the word? It kind of Art Deco sort of feel, and it just felt natural.
That is so wild that that gentleman gave you the Brownie camera and then someone reached out. Yeah. I think that is just like, it's like kismet.
Meant to be.
Yeah, one of those words, serendipitous. I love it. Yeah.
Let's talk about what inspired the fragrances used in the Snapshot candle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I consider myself more of a fragrance designer because I have a lot of ideas.
What is a fragrance designer? Yeah.
Well, I think I'm defining it.
Oh, okay.
I'm creating it, but you know, it's almost like a fashion designer who doesn't really sew the clothes. They just have the ideas.
Right.
They might be able to kind of sketch things, but they're not the one that's physically making the clothes. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I see myself. So I'll do research. I will think about what I, the sense that I want or the mood that I want to evoke by a certain fragrance. And then I communicate all of that to, I have a team of perfumers I work with and I communicate that to them. And they're really, they're the geniuses. They're the artists. They're the ones who are able to take the ideas that I have in my head and translate them into fragrance. And it's a fun, fun process because there are so many, they're chemists. So there's so many things that if we want to create, you know, the smell of leather, it is, there's so many components that go into creating that leathery smell. Hmm. So when it came to Snapshot, you know, we use the idea of black and white photography as, so to contrast. So I'll just give you a few ideas of what the fragrances are in the Snapshot. So they're, for the most part, at the very top, there's cardamom. And it's a very cool spice. And it contains eucalyptol, which is the primary ingredient in eucalyptus. And so the idea was like, okay, let's have it very cool on the top. And let's have it very warm at the base. So black and white, cool and warm. Mm. And so the base of it is sandalwood, which I just absolutely love sandalwood. But there's also some other notes in here, like freesia, some blonde woods, a little saffron, which added more to the texture and the complexity to it. But it is the most soothing, kind of seductive scent that I've ever experienced. And it is our best seller at my Grand Central Holiday Market. Mm. It's our best seller right after the holiday candle, which, of course, that's always the best seller during the holidays. But Snapshot is right behind it.
I'm trying to imagine like sitting in a room with these perfumers and you're talking to them and you're trying to come up with it. And like, can you describe how that works? Like, do they have, can they just pull up any smell? Like where, how are the smells like contained? Mm. I'm trying to imagine this. You're like, oh, let's put cardamom. Like, how do you test it out? Like they make candles and then you light it and you smell it. And I mean, what is that process like?
Oh, well, I mean, that's getting, we need to get Dominic on the phone. So Dominic Morgenthaler, he's the perfumer behind Snapshot. And he's actually done a couple of more fragrances for me. He is a genius. He actually comes from a pretty well-known family of perfumers. His dad is actually famous in the world of fragrance. But that there's a process. So he is the perfumer, and there's also an evaluator that he works very close with. So because he's been doing this for a while and he knows the essences and the raw materials to use to create certain things, you know, it's science, it's testing, it's, you know, maybe adding a little bit more of this or a few more molecules of this to create that. So that, I mean, that, but that's beyond what I'm able to translate to you guys.
It's, right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You'd have to talk to the actual perfumer or the chemist.
Yeah. That's gotta be a wild job too. But I mean, even you, like, how do you like wipe the nose slate clean to be like, okay, now let me smell this one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like you must have like overwhelmed, like, or you know what I mean? Like when people taste wine or whatever, then they have like crackers to, or whatever it is, to clean the palate. Is there something like that for the nose?
Yes. Yeah, so the way that I would communicate, if I smelled it and I say, oh, wow, I like this, but I want to add some elements of seductive flowers. So that's how I communicate with him.
Right, right.
But then he'll translate that into something else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in that process for you too. You know, it's like you're in something like, you know, like all of your candles, right? Like their fragrances are expressing something, and that you know you're giving them all this credit, right? Like it's them doing it, but really you are creating the concept, you know, and then you have to explain that to them. And I just find that process to be kind of fascinating.
There's kind of what's interesting is you know, working with perfumers, and especially the way that I've been working with Dominic, it's kind of intimate, you know, because you have to get to really know each other and understand each other. It's not like, it's not an email. I'm not emailing you. You know, we might summarize things in an email, but it's, let's just talk on the phone and let's talk through things, because there might, what I say might spark an idea or, and all of this, him as an artist is being, you know, decoded in his head. He's understanding and he's getting those ideas when it comes to the different raw materials and the fragrances and the amounts that he's using to create this and that. So it's a lot of fun. The last time I was there and we were testing, so there were five different contenders for Snapshot. So, and the perfume house that I work with, it's a company, it's originally a Japanese company called Tagasago. So there's five different fragrances we were testing. They have these evaluation rooms where it's completely bare room and they have the candle in there burning.
Wow.
So there's nothing. So a single candle. And I have no idea what is what. I've already smelled the candles cold. So there's a cold throw and the hot throw. So I've smelled them cold and I know what I like cold. So now it's time to experience what the candles are like when they're lit, when they're burning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you walk into each room and you know, it's so fun because I feel so important.
You are important.
Because it's me and then it's the perfumer, Dominic, it's the evaluator, it's the marketing person who's kind of over all the perfumers, and then my fragrance agent, and then maybe one or two other people from the perfume house. And you know, they're all looking at me to see how I react. So I walk in and there's certain expressions on my face and certain things that I'm just like, whew. And I wish you could kind of see it, because there's some of them where it's just like, you're excited, or some of them you're like, oh, this is so soothing and so good. When I walked in the room, when Snapshot was burning, my entire disposition just changed. It was like, I was home. I was home. I felt so calm. I felt love. I felt all these things that are kind of indescribable.
And
everyone kind of commented after I said, okay, this is my favorite. Everyone said, Terry, your face when you walked in that room, and they were like, we knew, but, and it was also the favorite of all of the perfume, everyone else, but they don't tell me their opinions until I already kind of confirm this is it. Then they tell me what they thought. So,
yeah. It's making me think of like, and when an artist shows a photograph, for example, right? It means something to them and they've gone through all this work to put it there. But also when I take this candle and put it in my home, it means something to me too. It's a whole thing. You want it to be a certain way, right? And you've gone through all right. this thing, but then for us too,
yeah.
it's going to be a whole different experience. I bet you would love to see like everybody that takes your candles, their first smell of it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and what it does to them.
It's so fun. We're mostly an online company. We're mostly an online store, but it's been so exciting and so fun to see the faces of people smelling all of the different candles at my store at Grand Central. It's a holiday store, so we have it for about 42 days. And when they smell Snapshot, it's like, you know what? I should start recording it and just say, do you mind if I record your face when you smell this candle? But their faces, they light up. They're like, because they've never smelled anything like it. You know, cardamom has not been used in fragrance all that much. And the way that Dominic chose to use it with this candle, where it's really about those contrasts of the warm and the cool, you know, it's just, it's one of those exciting, it's exciting. You've never smelled anything like this before. And you just want to know, well, what is this? And there's something a little mysterious about it too. Almost like when you're developing black and white film,
right.
you don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. And so there's something like, ooh, what's it going to be? And you get that same feel when you're smelling Snapshot, when you first smell it cold. And then the warm throw of Snapshot is just, it's just beautiful.
And Snapshot, like all of your candles, has three layers, correct?
It does. Yeah, there's the top, the middle, and the base notes.
And so like that's taking the people that are smelling it on a journey too. You're taking them on a journey. What kind of role does those layers have, like how do you choose the order of the smells?
Yeah, well, that's more of the perfumer, you know, that's their science, you know, and so I can know, okay, well, this is the top note, this is the middle, this is the base, but you know, it's really almost like trade secrets. Because if I were to say, oh yeah, well, it's this amount, this on top and this much, then someone would just replicate it.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But is it like, when we're saying top, middle, and base, is it literally like the candle is lighting
burns?
To this point, now it's lowering down and then you hit other things? Or is it more like how the smell hits you?
It is layers, yeah.
Okay.
And so this is all about how they're testing and how they're organizing and structuring the molecular base of,
right.
you know, what they're doing. You know, but it's really, you know, they're all designed to kind of take you on a journey. And you know what's really interesting? We all have different smell receptors. So sometimes you can smell something and someone else can smell it and you will smell two different things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you gotten good at trying to explain a smell? I'm sure that's like a craft that you hone in on, like to try to get somebody else to understand a smell, right? Like, how do you describe a smell?
I'd like to take people on the journey. So it's really through storytelling.
Okay. Yeah.
So it could be, you know, describing the way when a tree branch breaks and when the wind blows, like there's a lot of different ways that you can describe where people will understand a little bit better than if you just say, oh, it smells like grapefruit.
Right, exactly.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the grapefruit. It's when you first cut the grapefruit and that grapefruit combined with, or, you know, the jasmine tea that you were drinking, like, you know, you take people on it, you try to bring them right into the space and bring them right into the situation where they might be able to recall other fragrance references.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. It's challenging. I have a fragrance writer that I work with who is fantastic because it's its own beast, you know, writing about, you know, really taking people on this evocative journey, especially with the Harlem Candle Company. We're mostly online, so we have to really describe things in a way that makes people excited and interested enough to purchase a candle that they've never smelled before.
Mm. Oh. And so you can purchase the candles online. You can purchase them at Grand Central during this holiday market. And then also right now through the end of December at Bloomingdale's as a part of their carousel pop-up, right? Those are the best places to find these candles.
So Snapshot is available at Bloomingdale's and bloomingdales.com.
Great.
And it is also available on harlemcandlecompany.com.
Great.
Awesome. And it's it'll last 80 hours. That's a lot
of
hours.
It burns for 80 hours.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm holding this candle and I'm noticing that there are two wicks. Does that have anything to do with the length that it lasts for, or why two wick versus one wick?
Well, so if you look at the diameter of the vessel, mm-hmm. it's large. And if there was only one wick in a candle vessel with that diameter, it would tunnel. The candle would tunnel.
Right.
And so tunneling is what happens when you light a candle and if the wick doesn't get hot enough to burn the candle evenly, that causes tunneling. So with that diameter, you need two wicks for the candle not to tunnel.
Okay.
And a lot of times, most people don't know that you're supposed to let the candle burn for a couple of hours, depending on the size of the candle, to where there's an even pool of wax that forms across the entire surface of the candle, so it burns evenly and smoothly.
Cool.
Yeah, learning something new.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And then another Changing thing a lot habits. Of people don't realize, you're supposed to trim your wicks before you light the candle each time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because if the candle wick is too long, that's already been burned, then the flame is going to be high.
Right.
And then it's going to burn faster because it's going to burn hotter, and you're not going to get 80 hours.
Right, I've been doing it wrong.
So much to learn about candling.
Yeah. You have to trim your wicks. You have to allow yourself a few hours the very first time, because candle wax has memory. And the very first time you burn it is the actual most important time, so it burns evenly and smoothly.
Mm. I'm also holding the box that it comes in, and the design, not only of the outside, which we can talk about, but the inside too. Do all of your candles have this design? I'm assuming it's all about the Harlem Renaissance and everything.
Yeah, so the design that we have on the inside of all of our boxes is a vintage illustration of the nightclubs in Harlem in 1932.
Cool.
So this illustration was done by illustrator E. Sims Campbell, who is just out of this world phenomenal. He was one of the big illustrators for a lot of the caricatures in the New Yorker magazine and Esquire magazine, even Playboy magazine back in the day. Hmm. And he did this nightclub map of Harlem, and we got the permission to use it in our packaging. And people just love it. A lot of people keep the boxes. They're like, the box is so pretty, I don't want to throw it away.
Right?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And the design on the front for this particular snapshot camera too, with the Kodak logo and the yellow and red, is beautiful. Were you involved at all in the designing of that?
Oh yeah, of course. I work with an amazing graphic designer, Nadine, and the two of us decided we wanted to use the iconic Kodak colors, and then add that gold, the elements of gold that really fit with our brand.
Right.
And yeah, we wanted something, and it just stands out on shelves. It stands out. People are like, what's that? Like, that's our collaboration with Kodak, that snapshot. So I have to say, the people who are most attracted to it, they are a lot of people who work in fashion. We've sold a lot to these, people who work in fashion and design and interior design. They love it. Hmm. There's quite a few people who've bought them as gifts for friends of theirs who are photographers, because they just know they would really appreciate the design and the story and of course the scent.
Right.
So
yeah, and even after the candle has completed its 80 hours, you're left with this really nice, sturdy glass jar that has the brownie on it and your logo, and it's a nice thing to keep.
Right. Not to mention that gold design that's on the glass, that's 22 karat gold.
Oh, hey.
Uh-huh, exactly. So you keep candle. You don't throw this. You don't throw this vessel away.
Right.
And a lot of people, I think a lot of people who in fashion and, who love, beauty and lifestyle-y stuff, they're going to use the candle when it's done. They're going to use that to put makeup brushes in, to put pens and pencils. You can reuse the vessel. And
film in it.
Yeah, exactly. There's all sorts of stuff you can use with the, you can use it as a planter.
Mm,
you can put a plant and put it in the window, or
cool.
Yeah, because it is such a beautiful glass. And then we have our Harlem H kind of going around it.
Right.
We wanted something that was just going to look nice in your home. We really wanted to create something that was pretty, that smelled amazing, and that becomes one of those things that, like, you got to have this candle. And if you don't, if you miss it, then, oh gosh, then you got to wait for the next candle we do with Kodak. You know?
Yeah.
So again, for our listeners, where can they find you and where can they find these candles?
They can find the candles on harlemcandlecompany.com, and they can also find them on bloomingdales.com. And the four Bloomingdale's locations where they can find the candles now are Los Angeles in Century City Bloomingdale's, San Francisco Bloomingdale's, and the 59th Street Bloomingdale's location, and the Soho Bloomingdale's location.
Great.
In New York City. That's great. And those it'll be there until the end of the year?
Until the product's out.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We're going to sell it out.
Yeah.
It's trending right now. And I think especially because we're getting closer to the holidays, the snapshot is it's doing well. Like I said, it's the best seller right after our holiday candle. Mm-hmm. But it's also the most expensive candle we have. So that's a testament to, you know, the scent, the packaging, the design, and the excitement about it. So if anyone is interested in getting it, I would just say don't delay, because once they're sold out, they're sold out.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Terry, thank you so much for talking with us. You're the first candle maker that we've had on the podcast. And so it's really exciting.
Wonderful.
This is such a wonderful collaboration, and I'm really excited for you. And I hope everybody out there gets to smell it.
Yes. No, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about the candle and to talk about my company. And I'm just excited to continue to do more awesome projects with you guys.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is a great satisfaction to be able to speak to you through the medium of this wonderful invention.